Good Saturday afternoon to you. Weather feels a little bit better, doesn't it? No, you're listening to another edition of Woods and Water South Carolina here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer in Greenville, South Carolina. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the show. The show today. All right, if you are a deer hunter, well, I take that back. Because Philip talks about using this as deodorant too. There's a product out there that you've heard of on the show before. It's called a LimaShield. When Jerry Widener from Hunter Safety System comes on, we do our tree stand safety update every year. Some of his vests are impregnated with a LimaShield. And I was at the Archery Trade Association convention in Indianapolis, Indiana in January. And I was at the Hunter Safety System booth waiting to speak to Jerry for a minute. And there was off to the side was another display in the HSS booth. And it was a LimaShield. And this gentleman was there. And I went over and just, you know, being the southerner that I am, I was like, hey, how you doing? And like, he's like, hey, how you doing? Because he's from North Carolina. And it just went from there. And I really wish I'd had my voice recorder on at that time because it was a great, I just got an education on scent control. And I said, you know, come getting close to hunting season, we need to have this on. So Philip and I, we caught up with each other this week. And he's busy because he's the brand manager for this, but he's also a North Carolina Highway Patrolman. They've got a lot of stuff coming on, so we had to fit this in during the week. But we had a great conversation about scent control because let me tell you what, and I think most people who deer hunt will agree with this, there is nothing harder to fool than the nose on a white-tailed deer. I mean, look how much money is spent in scent control, whether it's charcoal activated, whether it's silver spray, whether it's, you know, scent-free soap. You know, I'm diligent about taking a shower before I go on every hunt. I mean, before I put on my hunting clothes, I'm in the shower. That's just what I do. And given the time that we, you know, we're all busy and we have jobs, we have families, we have so much going on, the time you're in the woods, you don't want to have to worry about ruining it because the wind changed direction or that deer decided to come in downwind of you this time. So scent control is a very, very important part of hunting. And so Philip and I, you're going to listen. It's a long one. He likes to talk and he talks about a lot of things, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's a lot of information and I encourage you to give it a try. Give it a try. If you don't like it, they got a money back guarantee. LimaShield. I'm waiting on my package to get here. I'm going to use it the way it's supposed to be used and I'll let you know how it does. I'm a good product tester and I'll tell you exactly what I think is like. So anyway, that's what we're going to in store for the majority of this show. But before we get there, I got a few things. Lawnmower parents are the new helicopter moms. Jeez Louise, you know how they got the term lawnmower parents? Is because they like to mow down any obstacles for their kids. You know, lawnmower parents go to whatever lengths necessary to prevent their child from having to face adversity, struggle, or failure. Instead of preparing children for challenges, they mow obstacles down so kids won't experience them in the first place. Goodness gracious alive. We thought helicopter parents were bad. Now we got lawnmower parents. You know the motto around my house when my kids were growing up? It's still in effect. And I almost the same way I guess my parents treated us when they turned us loose around the farm and you said, hey, go do something. Look, if it hurts bad enough, you won't do it again. You know? It's very simple. Pain will limit what you do. You know, we swung on vines when we were kids. Well, let one of those vines break because it's too small to support your weight or it's rotten and you hit the ground, you'll do it again, but you're a lot more careful about which vines you climb and swing on next time. And it's important for kids to learn that stuff while they're kids. I mean, if you take away all the obstacles, you take away all the hurt, all the pain, all the struggle, when they're gone out of your house, how do they cope with life? Maybe that's why a lot of them are still at home. Who knows? There could be a pattern here. Anyway, I digress. I don't want to get there, but yeah, don't be a lawnmower parent. It was bad enough if your parents were helicopter parents or your friends were. Don't be a lawnmower parent. Let your kids experience some difficulty. Hey, let them hurt once in a while. It's a great teacher. Trust me. It's a great teacher. Some of us are more stubborn than others and had to endure more pain than others, but hey, we turned out okay. We survived. Anyway, a few things from the calendar events brought to you by Visit Anderson Green Pond Landing and Event Center. National Wild Turkey Federation does a great job with this. Taste local field fork. Want to enjoy more time outdoors? The National Wild Turkey Federation invites you to have more fun outside with us. Whether you're a college freshman, a business professional, or a single mom who wants to learn about firearm safety, ethical hunting practices, or sustainable food sources, We have the social events for you. The NWTF is hosting a lot of various mentored hunting programs this fall for all those mentioned above, college, professionals, single moms. You're going to be paired with an adult mentor, somebody who will help guide you through the entire process. So for the college guys, college girls, October 27th, they've got a deer hunt. Next spring, March 29th, 30th, they've got a turkey hunt. Family-oriented hunt experiences. November 10th, there's a deer hunt. January 11th is a small game hunt. And I often ask why we start kids out deer hunting. Something where they have to sit still. They can't move around. They have to be quiet. You know, we grew up, we squirrel hunted. And what a time you can have squirrel hunting. Because, yeah, you had to be quiet at times. But there are times you just talk. And you're walking through the woods and all. Small game, I think, is a lost place to introduce people to hunting. Adult mentored hunts, November the 3rd, there's a deer hunt. December 7th, there's a small game hunt. April 11th and 12th, there's a turkey hunt. Get a hold of the National Wild Turkey Federation because each one of these is only good for 15 participants. So if you want to get involved in any of these, get a hold of NWTF right now and get your spot reserved. Off-grid medic wilderness first aid certification, October the 6th. This is brought to you by the Woods Runner School of Self-Reliance. Join Off-Grid Medic LLC and the Woods Runner School for a weekend of truly valuable training. Bring a comfortable chair, clothing suitable for all conditions, a notebook, a headlamp. Day and night scenarios are a critical learning tool for this material. All courses are conducted outdoors at all times. Skills covered. Patient assessment, injuries to muscle and bone, medical emergencies in the wild, bite stings and envenomations, environmental injuries, litters. It costs $160. But what's the cost of being prepared? It's like a lot of people say, when you need something, you really need it. Anyway, get a hold of the Woodrunner School of Self-Reliance. They're down in Clinton, South Carolina. Again, October 6th, Wilderness First Aid. And real quickly, wildlife of the Ace Basin, Tuesday, October 16th from 9 to 2, the Nemours Plantation. Join SCWF for a visit to beautiful Nemours Plantation, the banks of the Cumbahee River and the Ace Basin. That's the Ashapoo Cumbahee. And no, it's not the Edisto River. It's the Edisto River. Class will explore the rich diversity of wildlife in the Ace Basin with special emphasis on bald eagles, American alligators, and wading birds. Get a hold of the National South Carolina Wildlife Federation and reserve your place. And don't forget the binoculars and the camera. Hang on through the break. Philip Dixon, Alima Shield, other side. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. You know, I'm gonna ask Philip Dixon here in a second. He's my guest. He's the brand Alima Shield Hunt brand director for Alima Shield. And you've heard Jerry Widener and I talk about Alima Shield, the coating that's impregnated in some of their hunter safety system vests. But Philip, I'm gonna ask you: is there anything harder in the woods to, I won't just say defeat because you really never defeat them, but to draw than a white-tailed deer's nose?
If there is, I'm not aware of it.
Man, I don't – those guys, in addition to their eyes, their ears, their ability just to kind of vanish and appear and all that, their nose has got to be one of the hardest things to make come to a draw with in nature.
They're absolutely phenomenal animals. And, you know, there have been a lot of things that have been developed and tried and, you know, some of them reputable, some of them – not so much, but you know, that nose on a whitetail is, it's awfully hard to beat. And I don't know that you can beat it,
yep.
But you can certainly win things to be in your favor. That's for sure.
And that's what you and I are going to talk about. I, had the privilege of, getting into just like a, hey, how are you doing kind of conversation with you at the Archery Trade Association last January. And from there, you just went into Alima Shield and I was sitting there going, wow, this stuff is good. I need to get him on. And so I appreciate you taking time to be on Woods and Water, South Carolina. Take just a minute or two, because you got a lot of irons in the fire like I do, and tell us who you are.
Yeah, so first off, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
So my name is Philip Dixon, and I'm the brand manager of a LimaShield hunt. We're based out of North Carolina, and we are a safe chemical solution company. The LimaShield hunt brand is one of the brands that is manufactured by Bryson Industries.
Okay.
And LimaShield came to us. We actually kind of, I hate to say stumbled on it in the hunting industry, but we do a lot of work in the hospital industry.
Yes.
Specifically in disease and infection control. And basically what our science and our technology does just makes so much sense for the hunter. And through some conversations and some chance meetings, we got into the hunting industry. We have gotten our product line some qualifications and certifications that nobody else has, and we're very excited about it, especially going into the 2018 hunting season.
Okay, 2018 hunting season, it's on us. I actually got to spend a couple of hours in the stand. I sweated like nobody's business. My clothes were still wet the next morning. Guys are getting ready to go deer hunting. I mean, archery season's in, gun season's coming in. There's going to be a lot of people hitting the woods. And a LimaShield is something that I think they really need, which is why you're here this time of the year. And there's a process to this. Before we get to the process, because there's a three-step thing, and like everything that Jerry's involved with and now you're involved with, you got a video that shows you exactly what to do on the website. Tell us how a LimaShield works, because it's different than anything else out there on the market.
That's right. So a LimaShield works off of a mechanical kill. And a mechanical kill is different because the molecule cannot develop an immunity to it.
Okay.
Now, with a poison kill, such as the process that Silver uses,
okay,
the molecule can form an immunity, can build an immunity to it. And so after a while, the process that's being utilized, the efficacy is not nearly as long as what our process is.
All right.
Now, you also have the carbon and or charcoal, depending on they're the same thing. It just depends on how they're activated.
Okay.
They basically absorb the odor molecule. Now, with our process, like I said, it's a mechanical kill. So that molecule will never know what specifically has killed it. When you spray your articles down with a LimaShield, if you were to look at it under a microscope, it would look like a bed of nails. Now, if you were to zoom in on one of those nails, it would look like a three-legged bar stool that has a spike on it. Now, the three legs of that bar stool is what adheres to the garment or the surface.
Okay.
Now, that spike that's sticking out, it has a charge to it. Now, as odor molecules are forming, they have an equal but opposite charge. And just like second grade science, opposites attract.
Okay.
So as that molecule, that odor molecule from bacteria is forming, and please take note that I say forming, because I'll circle back around to that.
Okay.
But as that odor molecule from bacteria is forming, it is drawn into that spike, and that spike ruptures that odor molecule. It then draws in another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and it keeps working and keeps working and keeps working for up to 14 days with one application.
Wow.
Now, I mentioned as that odor molecule is being formed. So all of the other processes out there wait until the odor is present, and then they try to eliminate it or kill it. Our technology works as that odor molecule is forming. And I compare it to, if you find a nest of spider eggs, are you going to wait for those eggs to hatch and then you try and take care of that problem with all those little spiders running around? Or are you going to go ahead and mitigate that and take care of those eggs before they hatch so that the problem never arises? It's the same thing with odor control.
Okay.
we choose to kill the molecule while it is forming. Now, sometimes that can't be done depending on circumstances.
All right.
But when you use a silver, for example, silver is a hard metal. It can never biodegrade. Once it is introduced into the atmosphere it never breaks down. It never goes away. It's always here. Silver is a poison kill.
Okay.
Most of your silver processes work on a 1-to-1 kill ratio.
Okay.
So, for the sake of argument, and we're just going to use round numbers here, let's say that after you spray down your shirt and there's 1,000 silver molecules on your shirt, after those 1,000 silver molecules kill 1,000 odor molecules from bacteria, they cancel each other out. They both die. So there's nothing left to combat the odor that is created on down the line the longer you sit there in your stand. So with our process, because it's not a poison and because it's not silver-based, we're able to have a 14-day efficacy with one proper application. And that's very important because a lot of people do not apply their scent control properly.
Okay.
You know, if you think about it, when you are using a scent control spray, you're wanting to try and take care of the odor your body is creating. So for the life of me, I can't understand why people get out of their vehicle, they put their clothes on, they take their spray bottle, and they just kind of mist over the top of their head, over their shoulders, on their chest, outside of their pants, hit their boots, and they consider themselves treated.
Ouch. That hurts.
Well, you're right, because that means you're one of the 90% of people that you know, they see this on TV.
Sure.
And so because you see it on TV, especially in an advertisement, then you just assume that's the right way to do it. And a lot of people just don't think about, does this make sense? Is this working?
Okay.
So the way that we recommend to use scent control, and specifically ours, first off, you wash the clothes, obviously, in a scent-free detergent, preferably the Elimishield Hunt detergent.
Right.
When they come out, you let them dry, you turn them inside out. Once you turn them inside out, you're going to completely saturate that garment. And when I say saturate, that doesn't mean the spray and pray kind of misting. I hope I've got enough on there.
Okay.
By saturate, that means if it's hanging up, there should be a puddle dripping underneath it. Once you get it saturated, what I do is I take my hands on either side of, say, the sleeve.
Okay.
And I squeeze the sleeve in between my hands, and I run my hands down that sleeve.
All right.
And what I'm doing with my hands is I'm making sure that our molecule, that liquid, is getting pressed into every fiber of that garment.
Okay.
Once I do this on the inside, I'll turn it right side out, and I'll spray the outside down, not as detail-oriented as I would the inside, but I still spray the outside down. Okay. Now, the reason for that is the inside of your clothes is what is going to come in contact with that body odor before the outside of your clothes.
Right.
So, like with long johns or socks or gloves or, pant, you know, whatever, you want to treat the inside because it's kind of like an air filter, you know. I treat my air filters at home with Elimishield Hunt because of its ability to do other things. I spray down my filters, but it's the same thing. The air comes from the outside, it goes through the filter, and I want the cleanest possible air then going into my ventilation system.
Okay.
It's the same thing with your clothes.
All right.
The odor is coming off of your body against your clothes, and that's where you want that Elimishield to really work. So that then when that that oxygen or the air or whatever other molecules are existent, when they come out into the atmosphere where you're hunting, you want them to pass through that Alimishield filter, which is your clothes now,
all right,
and catch and kill all those molecules. So if you don't do the inside of your clothes and you don't do them to the point of saturation, you're cheating yourself. You're absolutely cheating yourself. You know, we also see a lot of people, they love to spray their boots. You know, right before they walk in the woods, they spray those boots. They get them soaking wet.
Ouch.
I'm scent free now.
My toes are really hurting here, Philip.
Yeah, I know. I'm not done hurting your feelings. You know, with a LimaShield, it's meant to be a dry technology. So if you think about it, think about, and we'll just use, for example, a bean field. Okay, let's say your stand is set up 30 yards inside of a bean field, and you want to catch them staging, you know, before they go out, you know, to feed at night.
Okay.
So you spray your boots, they're soaking wet, you know, because that's what they do on TV. That's what all the paid professionals do. And you know, if they're a paid professional, they must know what they're doing, right?
Of course.
Roll of the eyes. soaking wet boots, they go walking through this bean field, and then they walk into the edge of the woods, and they get up in their stand. Well, all right, now you've tracked that bean field odor into the woods. Now, if you think for a New York minute that a deer is not going to recognize that they are in hardwoods, but they are smelling beans, but there are no beans.
Something's wrong.
And it might not mean they're going to blow and they're going to turn around and run, but it's the something's not right.
Right.
This isn't normal. And that's all you need for a deer to just say, you know, I don't think so.
I'm going to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll check this out at a later date.
Yeah.
And then all you see is, you know, the deer walking away. Little things like that, little things that are attention to detail go a long way. You know, if you think about what you walk over right after you spray your boots, think about what odors are now adhering to that moisture and you're now carrying with you. By spraying your articles down and letting them dry, you don't have that issue. Now, you were just saying that, you know, you were in the sand, you're sweating real bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the wonderful things about the Alimishield technology, is that what our molecule does is it prevents mold, mildew, and fungus from ever being existent. So if you do get hot and sweaty or you get caught in a rainstorm, I spray my stuff down when I turkey hunt because, you know, a lot of times in April, the ground's wet or I'll get caught in a rainstorm,
right,
or I sweat, mm-hmm, or all the above. And then when I get done, if I take my clothes off and I throw them in the back of my truck or I throw them in the corner in the garage or whatever and I forget about them, well, when I go back for them, they smell like a locker room.
Absolutely.
Because they've soured.
Sure.
You know, with our Alimishield spray, it prevents that from happening. You can take it off. You can spray a T-shirt down. Go to the gym and work out for a good 2 hours. Get a great sweat going. Take that shirt off, put it in a Ziploc bag, put it away for a day, a week, a month, however long you want. Go open that Ziploc bag and you won't smell anything.
And that's what Jerry said many times about about the Alimishield vest, that you can take it off at the end of the year, throw it in a plastic box, pull it out next season, and there's no musty smell whatsoever.
That's right. And if you think about the uses, like for pop-up blinds, you know, before you put them up for the end of the year, you know, you take your padded seats off some of your stands. You know, I spray all my stand seats down, and it keeps my seats from getting mold on them. At the end of the year, I put them up, I pull them out, it doesn't smell like, you know, it's been sitting in a damp basement for 40 years. And it does so much more than just body odor. The spray is amazing, and you can use it on so many different things. But the most important thing that I want your audience to take from this is that scent control, whether it's a LumiShield Hunt or it's any of our competitors, you've got to apply it on a clean surface.
Correct.
If you don't apply it on a clean surface, you're cheating yourself. And it's kind of like, you know, if you were to take sawdust and put it all over your shoulders, and then you take spray and you spray that same area, and then you walk 100 yards.
Sawdust is gone.
That's right. It's the same with you know, atmospheric particles that are on your clothes when you spray down when they're dirty. That spray that you're using is landing on and bonding to those atmospheric particles that are on your clothes. When they come straight out of the washing machine and they're dry and they're clean, you have a clean surface to work on. And that's the exact same thing with our core body foam. And if there's ever been anything to get excited about in the hunting industry, specifically in scent control, it's the core body foam. This stuff is absolutely, I hate saying a game changer because in the scent control industry,
everything's a game changer.
Everything is. Yes. I mean, everything is a game changer, and everything is going to put a 180 class deer on your wall, and it's all this easy. And again, roll of the eyes. Unfortunately, the scent control industry as a whole has really devalued itself over the years. There's a lot of, just to be quite frank, illegal claims being made. There are a lot of shady claims being made. And there's a lot of very slick gimmick marketing that's going on. And so we have tried very hard to bring a lot of legitimacy to our brand and to the scent control market. With our core body foam, you know, it is the only direct-to-skin scent control in the industry that is FDA registered.
I was just fixing to say I wanted you to talk about the FDA approval process. Yep.
Yeah, so that's a very big thing because, you know, to use a kill claim, there are certain legalities that you must meet that are governed by the FDA, and the EPA has some say in this also. When you use the word kill, you have to be able to prove it.
Okay.
And you'll notice on our core body foam on the back, it has a drug label, and it says drug facts. Well, that is part of the FDA registration. You have to have a drug label on the back.
Okay.
But it was very important to us to make this very large investment and very time-consuming investment because it is the legitimacy of what our product does. It is a stamp of approval that nobody can contest. They can't point their finger and say, yeah, well, they might say it does that. No, it does because it has registered with the FDA. There are reasons that other brands have not done that. All of the scent control companies play nice together.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, it's not for me to name drop.
Sure.
But I would encourage all consumers out there to look into what you're using, whether it's scent control, whether it's, you know, your bow, your release, your clothes, you know, whatever. Know what you're using and understand what it does. And use critical thinking and ask yourself, does this make sense that this works like this? And you'll be surprised at how many times you actually realize, no, this doesn't make sense. anyway, I don't want to get off topic and
no, you're good.
But my point is that there are some very shady claims out there, and it's very important to us to be very transparent. You know, I have a less than 1 hour mandate from the time I'm contacted from a consumer before I will get back to them.
Okay.
Less than an hour. Because we want our consumers, if they have questions, ask. You know, we want them to know that when they buy our product, we stand behind it. They are not just a consumer, but they're a hunter just like us.
Sure.
And we are a hunter just like them. They're not just a number. They're not just a point of sale. So if you reach out to a Lemon Shield Hunt, I give you my word as the brand director, you will get a personal response within an hour.
Okay.
And that's very important to us because, again, to bring legitimacy to the scent control industry, you have to bring it.
Sure.
I mean, you have to bring it 110%. And consumers are leery of scent control. And I don't try and convince people that say, I don't use scent control, I don't use anything, I just play the wind. Well, if you're killing big deer every year, and you're sitting there and you've got a red and black flannel shirt on and blue jeans, and you've got a pair of Nike Air Maxes on, and you're smoking Marlboros and drinking Mountain Dew, and you're killing big deer that you're happy about,
don't change anything.
Who am I to tell you you're doing something wrong?
That's right.
You know?
Sure.
But for people that are curious and they ask about, well, I'm using this brand, how is it different from yours?
Okay.
We don't down other brands. I simply explain how theirs works.
Right.
I explain how ours works and what the difference is. Now, with our core body foam, this is awesome because just like with the spray and using it on a clean surface, when you get out of the shower, you're going to take this core body foam and you're going to apply it head to toe. Comes out in the foam. It's water-based. There's no chemicals in it. There's no hard chemicals in it. And you're going to put it head to toe on your skin. Now, once it gets on your skin, it's going to form a barrier, okay, on your skin. And that barrier is going to eliminate all of the bacteria that your body makes, both the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. So there's going to be some pre-med students out there or somebody that paid attention in biology that's going to say, oh, my God, you're killing the good bacteria. Okay, well, let's step back and exercise some critical thinking here.
All right.
Why does our body make good bacteria?
To offset the bad bacteria.
There we go. So if we're killing that bad bacteria, hey, we're not hurting anybody here.
That's right.
Okay? So I have used this, and all of the LumiShield guys have been using this as deodorant for the last 2 years. I've got in excess of 48 hours of no body odor, with one application. I put it on my feet. I put it in my, middle section.
Yeah.
And I put it on my hands and my face and my armpits every day. And I can go 2 days without a shower and I have no body odor.
Wow.
It is truly miraculous. My son, he's a high school goalie on a soccer team.
Oh, boy.
His gloves, he's a goalkeeper, his gloves were foul.
Oh, yeah.
I told him, I said, start putting this on your hands before you put your hands in the gloves.
Okay.
After about 3 or 4 days, his gloves no longer smelled. Because what was on his hands was killing what was in the gloves, which was bacteria.
Sure.
It was causing his gloves to stink. The core body foam is amazing. It's made for your hair. It's made for everything.
Okay.
And it sincerely is something that will change the way you hunt. I am not afraid to give the deer my wind anymore.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to put my stands. I forget what movie it was. They were calling in some army guys, they're calling in some bombers, and they said, how close do you want these bombs? And they said, danger close.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I'm not afraid to put my stands danger close to bedding areas.
Okay.
And when I say it changes the way you hunt, you will start seeing deer coming from places you have not seen them before. Because you can give the deer your wind. Wind is still very important. Know where your wind is in relation to your stand. But if your wind changes, if you're somewhere where it's swirling, you will learn after using this a couple times and seeing it work and getting that confidence in it, you will not worry about that. It will change the way you hunt. You won't have to, you know, change your stand because the wind changed.
Sure.
And for guys that do spot and stalk hunts that can't have showers, I mean, you know, think about just the quality of life that you're getting by all day. You're walking up and down the mountains, over the rocks, you're sweating, you get back to camp, and you take those wool socks off your feet, and they don't smell. And you get in your tent at night, and you don't smell. And you get up the next morning, and you don't have to worry about, you know, so much if it's elk you're after. You don't have to be quite as diligent with your wind because you're using the core body foam. If you're putting it on, you know, every day when you don't have water, you're not going to have body odor. And this is good for 4, 5, 6 days. I've got guys that are out right now. Two guys that are in Colorado, or actually four guys in Colorado, they're on week-long spot and stalks.
Okay.
Two of them have already killed. I've got two more that are in New Mexico. I've got four that are getting ready to go to Colorado. I don't know if you kept up with if you guys keep up with Levi. But, you know, Levi just had an incredible 24 hours where he put down two massive, massive animals back to back within 24 hours. You know, Levi uses the Olema Shield.
Okay.
If you get a chance, you know, please get him on the horn and talk to him about it.
Okay.
If you think I'll talk about how good it works, you need to talk to Levi. But it is. It's truly amazing. You know, all of our products have a shelf life of 3 years.
Okay.
Water-based, biodegradable. You know, you won't have any problems with it being on your skin as far as being hypoallergenic or anything like that. And we're a very consumer-friendly company in that we want to engage with our consumers.
Okay.
We want to share the successes of our consumers because, you know, professional hunters are – they're great. I have a lot of friends that are professional hunters. But unfortunately, professional hunters really don't resonate with the everyday hunter.
Sure.
And there's nothing more pleasing to me than getting a message from a guy, you know, hey, been using brand X, but I've really been paying attention to you guys. I'm going to start using your stuff. And I pay attention to all the tags when people tag us on social media.
Okay.
And I'll see them out there, you know, using it, and they're on their you know, Husqvarna lawn tractor, and they're pulling a homemade disc plow behind it.
Sure.
You know, and you know, they're out there, you know, hand spreading seed, and they've got their kids out there helping them move sticks and dig up roots, and they're hanging their own stands. And And then, you know, season comes around and, you know, they're up there in the stand with their young son or daughter, and they shoot a, you know, 2.5-year-old, you know, 6-point. And that family is absolutely ecstatic. And they send us this harvest picture, and I've watched them all year leading up to this moment. And they send the harvest picture, and it just says, thank you. Thank you so much. We never would have been able to put that stand there if it wasn't for a Olema Shield hunt. And for us, that is more magical than, you know, professional hunter number two, you know, putting down a 180 on a private land where he got a phone call. Hey, if you can you can be here in 2 days. I got this guy, you know, he's coming out at 8:04 every morning. I'll put you in the stand, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we all love seeing big deer being killed. Sure. I'm certainly not down on it. But for us who are blue collar guys, we love seeing those hometown grassroots successes, and people say, thank you so much. Absolutely. This really helped us. That's awesome. I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's it.
It is. That's what the root of hunting is all about. You know, we get caught up in the industry, and, you know, those of us that work in the hunting industry, you know, when you use the term the industry, God only knows what's getting ready to come out of the mouth after that. it can be great. It can be terrible. It can, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But really, at the end of the day, that's what all companies out there want, a small piece of the pie to contribute to that. And we're no different.
Yep.
We just like sharing that success with our consumer.
Absolutely. And for those of you who companies are reaching out to women more and more, the Elimishield hunt here in Body Wash does not damage color-treated hair. That's for you ladies out there.
No, it does not. It does not. And we sell a lot of it to salons. And I'll tell you something else. Our core body foam, we sell a lot of that and the spray to kennel clubs. You know, clubs that use dogs for hunting.
Sure.
Because if their dogs get sprayed by skunk, our spray and the core body foam is safe for the dog.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, they'll throw it in their truck. I went to West Virginia last year on a bear hunt with dogs, and I took a bunch of extra with me. And, I mean, those guys were like, I've been waiting for you my whole life. Thank you. You know? So, yeah, it's women love it because it doesn't damage color-treated hair. It does not dry their hair out.
Okay.
It does not dry your skin out. I've actually got several photos in from a young lady that helps us that I was getting put up on social media tonight, as a matter of fact, exactly about that point. But, yeah, women, you know, guys, I'm telling you right now, women are the number one largest growing group in the outdoor industry.
They are.
And they're bringing it. There are some... There's some hunters out there, but there's some killers, too. There's a big difference.
That's it.
There's a big difference. So,
well, Philip, I really appreciate this. The website is elimishieldhunt.com. If you go in there, there's the three steps of how you need to work each one of them. And if you start using it, Philip would love to hear from you. Philip, I look forward to getting Karen from Hunter Outdoor Communications sending me some stuff. I look forward to using it.
Absolutely, and keep in touch, and please know, for everybody that's listening, if you send an email or a private message, I will get it, and I will respond back to you in a very short amount of time. And please, you know, keep up with us. You know, we want to keep up with you, and send us those pictures. Send us those harvest pictures. You know, I want to share your success.
Very good. Philip, thank you very much. Take care, and I'll be in touch soon.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you. Hit it. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Did you learn anything? Kind of the chemical kill as opposed to the poison or whatever. You know, there is so much to learn about the outdoors. It's not funny. I mean, I'm over 50 and I'm still learning stuff. Great. I appreciate Philip doing it. If you're interested, elimishieldhunt.com is the website. It's available on Amazon Prime. So you can pick it up there. And if you go to the website, they have a video series because they say you need to do it in steps. You know, the step of treating your clothes, the step of washing your clothes comes first, and then the step of treating your clothes, and then the step of using the body wash and the hair and stuff and all that. So very well laid out. I encourage you to try it. I mean, hey, I think it's, you know, $8 to $15 or whatever you want to pick off the list of things you want to get. And, but you know, for as little time as we get to spend in the woods, being able to go in there and know that you're not going to smell and blow the hunt, that's worth a little bit of bucks. So, I don't have much time here. Gosh, it's amazing how quick all this just flies by. And when you got a good guest who likes to talk and he's good about what he talks with is, you know, I'm not even going to bother. I got stories here. We'll just pick it up later. What do I got? I'm about a minute 20 left. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, here's one for you. Selling Santee Cooper could put Lakes Moultrie Marion at risk if taxpayers don't pony up. They're thinking about transferring operations of lakes located between Columbia and Charleston to the state. Could put us taxpayers on the hook for building fish passages for eels and the endangered Atlantic sturgeon at a cost of $180 million. And if you want to read this, this is out of the Post and Courier out of Charleston. And you know where it all ends up when you get down to the very end of this whole thing? It's to do with that failed nuclear plant down in, you know, yeah, that whole boondoggle with Santee Cooper and all. So there's your little something to look at. Look at that one. And that's it. It's, man, fall is here, people. My favorite time of the year. How about you? If it is, make your time, make your plans to get out there. Man, the leaves are going to turn, the air is going to cool off. It's going to be the time to be in the woods. Hiking, hunting, whatever you're going to do, get out there. Take the back roads. That's where it comes alive. Don't forget that camera. I'll see you back here with more Woods and Water South Carolina next Saturday. I'm gone to Carolina.